Let's learn Torah. Excellent. Okay, so first of all, my apologies in the sense of those of you who wanted to learn Navi, etc. So I started preparing over the last couple of weeks. I started preparing Sefer Tehillim. I thought that would be a nice thing to teach. The problem was I didn't feel like I had enough yet, so I need some more time.
So this is great. We love it.
So this is called a holding pattern. We're in the holding pattern until I'm ready to teach Navi. And again, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll get there. So what I'd like to do, for a few weeks, briefly, is to talk about some of the halachos of paying workers on time. Now, people think, come on. What exactly is this? And the answer is that if you do not pay your workers on time, you could really get in some serious religious trouble. The Gemara says that there are 5 laven that you violate when you do not pay your workers on time. Here, turn to Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. As you all know, if you come to my shiurim, I put together source sheets, and then my presentation has nothing to do with the order of the source sheet, just because that's the way I am. Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, it is the... on this back page. Mikan Amru, Kala Kovish Skar Sachir, Over Bechamisha Shemos Halalu Va'asei. If you are Kovish Skar Sachir, that means you do not pay your worker. You violate 5 prohibitions and you violate a mitzvah. Mishum, Bautashok Esrei Acha. You violate Bautashok. Bautashok Esrei Acha means don't oppress your friend. Mishum, Baal Tigzol. Don't steal. Mishum, Bautashok Schar Ani. You violate not to withhold the payment to a poor person. Mishum, Baal Tolen. Mishum, Biyomo Titein Scharo. Mishum, Velo Tavo Alav Hashemesh. Hani dika b'yamama, like a b'leoya. Dika b'leoya, like a b'yamama. Fine, whatever. So basically, the Gemara says, if I don't pay my workers, I violate 5 prohibitions and a mitzvah. 5. That's bad, right? The Gemara in Makos speaks about how you can violate many prohibitions. Like if you want to... I remember as a kid, one time, someone challenged one of his friends, not the most upstanding citizen in the class, to have an Aveira contest. How many Aveiras can you violate?
With one action.
So the Gemara actually talks about Aveira contests in some situations. Let's say you eat Chaylev on Yom Kippur, right? Stuff like that. I mean, you have to be creative. But you know how you can really violate, and the Gemara Makkah speaks about Aveira contests in the sense of if you eat a particular bug that has wings and also swims, you can violate many, many Averos, 5, 6 Averos, right? Well, I'll give you a very easy way to violate lots of Averos. Don't pay your workers. If you don't pay, you violate. Now, here's the amazing thing. The Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Avas Chesed, which the Chofetz Chaim wrote, the Chofetz Chaim, besides being a posek, was also very firm. The Chofetz Chaim is super orthodox. And the Chofetz Chaim writes the Sefer Avas Chesed to encourage people to do mitzvahs of Chesed, mitzvahs which he says people aren't doing as much as they could and should, right? And it's wrong. It's wrong, they should do. And the Chofetz Chaim writes over here, Nakdama to Perek 9, is I decided to write the halachos of Tashlum Yischar Sachir, because it's something that's Omei Berumo Shel Olam, because you violate 5 lavin, and people are mezalzel in it. People don't take it seriously, and people delay payment for no good reason. For example, he says, Kigon Shemesatzo Leilech Velikei Chas Mamono Sheneach V'yad Acherim. Right? If I don't pay my babysitter because I don't want to walk to the bank. The bank is farther away from my house now than it used to be, because the bank used to be in St. Nicholas. Now the bank is on Wadsworth. Right? You know the bank on 181st?
Yes,
moved.
Yes.
So if I decide I'm lazy, I'm tired, I don't want to walk over to the bank, right? And I don't pay the worker on time. That's the Isra of Koyvei Skar Sachir. right? And you violate the averus. Now, I should be more precise. Kovis Chav Socher, technically, is if you decide you're not paying at all. If you pay late, you only violate 3 lavas. You don't violate 5. But it's still bad, right? You really should pay. And generally speaking, there is no heter not to pay. So sometimes people decide, I have a heter not to pay the worker. Why? The worker is a babysitter, and the babysitter is under bar mitzvah, or bat mitzvah. Oh. So they're not obligated in mitzvahs. Frida's already giving 2 thumbs down, right? So what's the halacha? Is there a prohibition of not paying a babysitter who is under bar or bas mitzvah? So again, everything is in the Chofetz Chaim.
I would think yes, because of Higia Lechinuch.
What? Higia Lechinuch. Higia Lechinuch, not maybe. Chofetz Chaim writes, Gam bekotin shescharo la'eza pu'ula shayich bo kol hadinim halal. This is Chofetz Chaim in Avas Chesed. For some reason, Avas Chesed is not found on the Bar Ilan. So in Perek Tes of Avos Chesed Simen Hey, the Chofetz Chaim writes that even a katan, even someone who's beneath bar or bas mitzvah, who you hire to do a job, and you don't pay him, you violate this iser. And he brings a raya from a Rambam, in fact, off of Sirius Halachavav. The Chofetz Chaim takes this very, very seriously. Now, what about for a non-Jew? So there is a discussion, of course, in Poskim about whether Gezel Akum is mutter or aser. Let's be honest, it's aser. Not only is it aser, many of the Rishonim say that the reason why our galus is so long is because, right, we take advantage of, we steal from God. And even if you hold that Gezel Akum, perhaps you can dray around like those who assume Gezel Akum is mutter, but b'makom chelo Hashem. And by the way, right, if you think that because you live in Washington Heights and everybody likes you, there's no Chol Hashem, you're wrong. Right, you're wrong. Right, Chol Hashem is real. And you violate... Now, and look at the Sefer HaChinuch. Vizeh, here. The Kasav HaRambam Zechron Levrach. The last one, the Sefer HaChinuch is the source that I have over here that begins on page 1 and goes over to page 2. So the last line of the Sefer HaChinuch, right, here on page 2, he quotes in the Rambam, Zuhu Hadin Leben Noach, that the Aveira of Koves Chav Socher or Baal Tolen, right, Koves Chav Socher is when you never pay, Baal Tolen is if you pay late, so that is the Aveira. The Aveira is even by Ben Noach. Now sometimes people get bills, right? I know, no one, in the olden days, people used to like to get in the mail, no? There's a book called Frog and Toad that I used to read to my kids before they went to sleep at night. Yes. And they're all waiting to get in the mail. It's like, it's like an exciting thing, you know, to get in the mail. You know what I'm talking
about?
Still is. So the mail is no longer exciting. Because when was the last time you got a personal letter from anybody? When was the last time you got a letter that you actually wanted to read? The only things that get in the mail are catalogs to try to sell me stuff. Bills. I don't want bills.
Wedding invitations.
That's good. Wedding invitations. Right?
Birthday
so we have
cards.
One good. What?
Birthday cards.
Birthday cards. No. Yeah, on your birthday, you get a birthday card. Maybe.
Bar,
right?
Invitations.
The fact is, mail is not so much fun, and you get bills. And the amazing thing about people when they get bills is when you get a big bill, and the bill says you owe X amount of money, you're more likely to pay it. But if you have a small bill and it says you owe 37 cents because when you swipe the card at the doctor, like we pushed the wrong button and it's like a tiny amount of money. So usually what you do is you say, forget about it, or I'll get to it later. Right? Now, the pile that I have at home of stuff that I think I'm going to get to later never goes down. That pile only increases. Well, the poskim will say that you can violate Kovish Schar Sachir or Baal Tolen, even if it's a tiny amount of money. There's a discussion post-gim, only if it's a Shavah Pruta, even if it's less than a Shavah Pruta, can you violate the Aveira. But if it's a tiny amount of money, you violate the Aveira. And the Chofetz Chaim points out that people are more likely to withhold payment if it is a very small thing. And let's be honest. right? The collection agencies or the doctor's office, whoever does their billing, they're going to send the bill if it's a big item, but over time, they are going to stop sending the bill, right? Because it's not worth the postage stamp for them, right? For 30 cents, they're not sending it to collection agencies. Or whatever.
30 cents, no, we won't, they won't.
They're not going to send the collection agencies a tiny amount of money. That makes it more likely that you'll violate the worst avera of kovei skarsuch, you're never paying, rather than just the lower avera of delay. Again, they're both bad. The Chofetz Chaim also paskins, and this is very interesting, that you violate, so let's say you have a babysitter, and the babysitter is entitled to get $200, right, a week. What? Let's say $300, whatever it is. I'm at a different stage in life, right? So you have a babysitter, and you only have $180. You don't have $200. So you say, I'm a good Jew. I am giving most of the money. You're not a good Jew. You're violating the Isser D'oraisa of Baal Tolan. The Chofetz Chaim paskins in the Sefer Avos Chesed that if you do not pay the complete amount, you're in violation. I know, this is like very harsh, no? You violate Baal Tolan, yes.
What if you say, okay, you only have $180, you owe me $250, that's okay, you just pay me the other $70 later.
So here's the thing. The halacha is that the worker can be mochel on their payment, but only before the worker comes and demands money from you. Meaning, right, if we pass in that schiris inim shtalamis elol basov, which is like a reality in life, that whenever you hire a worker, let's say I hire a cleaners to press my suit, so I don't pay the cleaners right at the beginning, no? You pay at the end. Schirus in the mishdalemes al basof. When you hire someone, you pay at the end. Rental of apartments, for some reason, is like the one exception on this planet where people pay, renters do it at the beginning of the month. Did you ever notice that? Like everything else, I pay at the end of the month. Right?
Use a cell phone, you also, if you have a contract.
My cell phone bill, I pay at the end of the month.
Yeah, if you're paying, no, I don't have that right now, I'm saying. If you're paying as per month,
I pay per month.
You pay for the phone.
They deduct the money from my bank account. Again, it goes by the end of the month. Like I started my cell phone contract on like the 5th of the month or something. So at the 4th of every month, I get like a note that we are deducting from your account.
Yeah, but you, when you first started it, you paid for that.
Yeah,
it's
starting
month. So the first month they want like a little bit of a deposit. Or something, but afterwards you pay at the end. Most things, ain't schiris mishdalamis el basof. Most things you pay at the end of the month.
You guys switched
around. Right, most things you pay at the end of the month. I just lost my train of thought, though.
You're talking about
usually you pay at the end of the work.
The worker gets
wrong. Right. So the worker, once the worker is, once payment is due, the worker cannot be mochel. I can tell the worker in the middle, like, can you please forgive me? I don't have enough money to pay you the full amount, or I don't have the money. That works until payment is due. Once payment is due, you violate the avera. You have to be very careful not to violate this avera of Baal Tolin, because it's serious stuff. It is very serious stuff. Now, here's the thing. If you read the, let's go back to the original sources over here. The Torah writes in Parshas Kiseitze, "Losasho sochir ani ve'evyon me'achecha o me'gercha shev'artzucha b'sh'arecha." Don't oppress workers, poor people. B'yomo titen schari, you should pay the money on the day when it's due. V'lo tabo olof ha'shemesh ki anihu, don't allow the sun to set on it, because the person is poor. Ve'elav who knows his nafsho, v'lo yikra lecha el Hashem v'hoi b'chachet. Ve'elav who knows his nafsho. The Torah's case of paying workers is a worker who lives hand to mouth. A worker who, if the person does not get paid, won't be able to support the family, and won't be able to buy bread, and won't be able to have all the basics in life like Fruity Pebbles. Right? So that's That's the case in the Torah of you have to pay your worker on time. Ve'elav hu nosei es nafsho. It's considered by many of the Rishonim to be something along the lines of pikuach nefesh. You're not going to pay the worker. Now, the Ramban already points this out. Derech ha-pshat, bior, mimashinem v'batorol, tolom po sachi itrad boker, don't keep the wages with you until the morning. Ki derech ha-ksuvan l'daber b'chuve, v'aminu gluskar po biyom echad. Right? So the Ramban first says that the Torah says, don't keep the money with you until the morning. In other words, you have to pay the money at night. I have to pay workers right when they finish working. For example, if someone works during the day, if someone's a day laborer, so the halacha has very interesting rules. Actually, we derive some of this from Yaakov Avinu, that you have to be very precise with your time. And sometimes people come to work a few minutes late and they leave a few, sometimes. Very rarely, of course. And you come a few minutes late and you leave a few minutes early. And you cut corners. The din is you're really not allowed to. Me'ikar ha-din, the real halacha is that a worker is supposed to start working at Alos HaShachar and work until it says HaKochavim. Right? Winter or summer, it doesn't matter. You work. Now, if there's a minhag ha-medina that people work, let's say, 9 to 5, you go 9 to 5. But the din min ha-Torah is that you're supposed to work morning, meaning Alos HaShachar. Again, there's a discussion that we've shown him. Tysus has a machlokas, what it means. You say you're supposed to leave for work Alos HaShachar, you're supposed to get to work Alos HaShachar, but, right, and you work until Tzei Sakochavim. That means I work until the first moment of night. The first moment of night, I'm done working. I have to pay my worker after he or she finishes their job, which means during the night. I have all night to pay, and I don't violate the Isser of Lo Talan. Lo Talan Pula Sachir Yitzchad Boker means, right, go at night and get the money. Get him the money at night before the morning. That's the din. Most workers are daytime workers, which means they work all day until the first moment at night. You have all night to pay. That's the first comment of the Ramban. Now, then the Ramban comments that rove people who work are very poor, and therefore, right, therefore you have to pay that day because they only live hand to mouth. That's how they live. If I have to pay that day, I shouldn't have to pay right away. So the answer, the chinuch writes over here, is that no, people sometimes miss a meal, and that's not such a big deal. People fast a little bit. So if I don't have the money right away, that's okay. Right? But I have to get the money during that night, before the morning.
It's still not nice.
It's not nice. And there's a discussion about, there's a pasuk in Mishlei, it says like, Bal tish heh, that you're not supposed to delay payment, you're supposed to pay right on time. But the technical halacha is that paying workers has to be done right when they finish. The other halacha that's interesting is, if I pay a worker on time, not only do I not violate the Aveira, but I get a special mitzvah of Biyom Otiten Tzcharo. When Mendel Zaks, who was my predecessor in yeshiva, I'm the bochein in yeshiva, I give tests. So the bochein, like four bocheins before me, is when Mendel Zaks, who was the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law.
Oh my goodness.
Mendel Zaks, I actually took over, so I got this office that was like all musty and disgusting, and before they built the new building, and there was like some old svarim in the office. So there was one or two svarim for Mendel in the office, so I gave them to the, I donated them to the YU library. I mean, it's not mine, not the YU library have the Mendel svarim. There's one safe I found of Dr. Revels in there. I found Dr. Revels in the Sivis. I figured, like, these things can be valuable to somebody, I don't know. So the YU library has them now. So Mendel Zaks, the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law, tells a story that one time the Chofetz Chaim was with him in a wagon, and at the end of the ride, they go to pay. And Mendel, like, takes money out of his wallet, and he has, like, a little kvetch, because, like, it's so expensive. You know, you ever get a taxi ride, and, like, oh my gosh, $43 to go from 179th, like, to 186? Like, yeah. Come on! Like, what's going on? Right? You have to be careful, by the way, with Lyft and Uber. You have to check the price because sometimes they give you a price that could be exorbitant. Whatever. That's a different story. But so he gets a high price, and Remendel like kvetches a little bit, and the Chafetz Chaim says, no, don't kvetch. You're giving the money. You're going to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa of biyomo titen tzcharo, and you should be happy. Like when I shake a lulav, I'm happy. When I eat matzah, I'm happy. When I pay my babysitter, I should be happy. Now the thing is that people are generally not so happy when they lose money. No? The Baal HaItur writes that the reason why we don't say a Shehechi Yanu on the mitzvah of Bir Chametz, usually any mitzvah that I do once a year, I make a Shehechi Yanu on. So how come I burn the Chametz, I don't say a Shehechi Yanu? It's a beautiful mitzvah! Get to burn the Chametz. Says the Baal HaItur, no, you don't make a Shehechi Yanu because you're losing money. And when people lose money, they're not happy. And Shehechi Yanu is a bracha that you say when you're happy. So I'm not going to make a Shehechi Yanu. But I should realize, and the Chafetz Chaim pointed out, that we should be happy that we have an opportunity to do the mitzvah of biyomo titen tzcharo, of paying on time. The poskim speak about which things is there bal tolan for, which things is there not bal tolan for. So there's a discussion in the poskim about whether there's bal tolan on if I hire dry cleaners. I hire somebody to do work on an object for me. So the poskim say, absolutely there is. Is there bal tolan if I pay my rent late? Rent is schiras karka. No. I rent my apartment. What I'm renting is the apartment, right? Which is ground. So there's a discussion in poskim as to whether karka, because gezeila is not possible by karka, the halacha is that stealing doesn't apply. Again, you're not allowed to steal karka, but the technical halacha of stealing does not apply to land. There's a discussion that maybe you don't violate bal tolin on schiros karka. The Mechaber quotes over here in Choshe Mishpat Shin Lamed Tes Sif Aleph. All these dinim, by the way, are found in Choshe Mishpat Shin Lamed Tes. The Mechaber quotes, Al-Schar Kakar Yesh Misha Omer She'eno Over. Some say that you don't violate the Isser on Schiris Karka. La Halacha, the Ktsos HaChoshen disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ktsos says you do violate. That means if I pay my rent late, I violate the Isser of Baal Tolan. Now, land, what is considered late? So, rent is due when the rent is due. Whatever it is, the first of the month, the rent is due. So, in theory, you could violate bal tolan according to many. So, you have to try to be makbid to pay things on time. I think that's really the halacha. Hi, Frida.
Supposing the rent thing, it's they stick it under the door a couple days before the beginning of the month, and it's due the first, but there's a thing on there
that
says late charges apply.
So they are going to give you a late charge when you pay after the 10th of the month or whatever it is. But that doesn't mean, right? So again, does that mean that they don't really care until you pay to the 10th? If that's the case, you only violate bal tolan after the 10th. That's certainly possible, but don't delay past the 10th. There's a discussion from the... Did any of you work in real estate? No, okay. So there is a discussion about whether they can charge you a fine... For halachically, is that considered ribbis if they charge a fine for paying late? So we assume that a one-time fine is okay. A knas hamisraba, let's say they say that every 10 days that rent is delayed, the fine increases. That could be a shaila of ribbis if you're dealing with a Jewish landlord. Fine. Next, when it comes to paying workers. So may ikar hadin, the halacha is, throughout Torah we assume that shava kesef is kekesef. That means that when I get married, I don't give my wife actual coins. She wasn't my wife yet, but when I don't give kesef. I give shava kesef. I give a ring which has value and it's worth a shava pruta. Right? That's what the only thing you have to really know as a Masada Kedushin. Is how to read Hebrew, and to ask, does this ring look like it's worth at least 3 cents? Usually, oh yeah. Right? That's the basic halacha. So, Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. Bechol HaTayim Kula, almost everything, Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. For certain things, we assume that it is better to give Kesef, but other things also are okay. That I could pay, for example, if I damage you, so I'm supposed to pay with Idis Shibin Chasov, meaning I give you a part of my my property, and I give you the best chunk of my property. If I have different fields that are worth different amounts of money, if I damage, I should pay Min Ha'idis Shibin Chasov. These are the halachos that Rambam Kama discusses. One of the interesting exceptions that Rabbi Natan points out in the Tosfos is Schar Sochir. Schar Sochir, when you hire a worker, you have to pay in cash. We don't say Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. And this actually is a Mishnah almost that is quoted here in Shulchan Shin Lamed Vav Sif Beis. Hasochir Sapoel Lasos Bishalo, Ololakit Lo Dover Shohefgar. Let's say I hire a worker, and the job is to work on my field, or to pick up some items. I hire a guy, and he's a worker, and his job is to pick up the cans, which are 5 cent deposits. And I say, pick up all the cans, or half grits worth money, I hire him, great. I can't say at the end of the day, you know what, you picked up 200 cans, you're entitled to, let's do the math, right? How many nickels are there in a dollar? It's going to be 20 nickels in a dollar. 200 cans is going to be... math majors? 20 times. Huh? Too complicated. Too complicated. Fuzzy math. Al Gore, fuzzy math. But... I can't tell the worker, you know what? I'm not going to pay you. Take the cans. Or if I have a worker who's working in my field, and the worker, the Torah says the worker is allowed to eat when the worker works, I can't say, you know what, I'm not going to pay you. Instead, I want you to just take extra grapes and eat the grapes. I'm not allowed to do that. Why not? Says the Rebbe Natan, understanding the reason I can't do that is that he expects money. And money is something that you could use to get other stuff. Cans require that you go to the
recycling center,
and then you get the thing. But it's a whole dreya, right? It's a whole difficult situation. So therefore, you can't pay with cans. You have to pay with cash. That's the basic halacha.
So you're saying you can't pay with a check,
even? Oh, wait. Now, why is it that I cannot pay with non-cash items? So if you look here in the Pisrei Tshuva points out there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rashba. Rashi quotes that the reason why I have to pay cash is, Kevan d'chsiv lo tolen tzcharo, mayda asne bahadei mashma. In other words, according to Rashi, the reason I have to pay cash is because of that is the condition that we made. When I hire a worker, I have to follow the conditions. Contract. You have a contract.
Okay.
Keep the deal. The deal is pay cash. That's the standard deal. And the contract usually says you're entitled to get paid $100, $200, right? Well, whatever you're entitled to get paid, that's in the contract. That's what you pay. It says it in cash. Therefore, right? Therefore, in a situation where... the deal is that you get something else, according to Rashi, that's going to be okay. However, the Rashba has a different reason. The Rashba says that the reason why you have to pay cash is because we began with that pasuk in the Torah, that the worker is poor. And if the worker is poor, the worker needs to be able to get something right away to feed his family. And the Rashba says that if you give cans, it's going to be very difficult to get the money. So therefore, you have to give cash. Okay. Now, comes along the Pisrei Tshuva, and he quotes, there's a discussion in the poskim. Let's say I give you, am I allowed to do this? You work for me, and I say at the end of the day, you know what, here is a loaf of bread as your salary. Now, according to Rashi's reason, I can't give him the loaf of bread. No? Because the deal was he get paid cash. But according to the Rashba's reason, that the reason why I have to give cash is because cash is readily available to trade in for other stuff. So a loaf of bread also, right, can fill you up. And therefore, according to the Rashba, I'm allowed to pay you with a loaf of bread. And there's a big discussion. The Pesachei Teshuvah points out he thinks it's Machlokes in the Shach and the Taz, etc. That's why I'm allowed to pay you with a loaf of bread. Chafetz Chaim paskins that this is a Shaila on the De'oraisa. So you should really pay cash. Cash is good. Now what about a check?
Supposing the bakery is closed.
What? I'm giving him a loaf of bread. Forget the bakery. I'm not going to bakery. Here's a loaf of bread. Take it. Right? So, according to the Rashba, that would be okay, but according to Rashi, that would not be okay. Wonderful. Grand. What about a check? So, in some of these Sfarim, this is a book called The Halachos of Other People's Money. So, this is he's a fellow in Lakewood, Rabbi Bodner. He wrote this Sefer, and he argues that checks depend on which country you live in. In Israel, he says, checks are considered currency because, he quotes it, Rabbi Yashiv says that everyone always signs over their checks. Like if you go to the grocery store and you buy like a bunch of yogurts, you just sign over a check that you got from someone else. Is that true? Not in the Israel that I've been in.
No, I've
never seen
that. Huh?
I did that in a Jewish store in here also.
Again, if the guy decides to accept it, he can accept it. I don't know if a check is considered like currency. A check is basically an opportunity to draw upon a bank account. No?
Yeah, the bank only opens the next morning.
And the bank...
Right.
So, one could argue that paying with check doesn't help because the bank is not open till the next morning. However, now we have these things called ATMs. I can get money from my account. So if I have a check, I can't cash the check until the next morning. So if the bank is closed, so some poskim say, again, so they quote that Rabbi Yashiv said that a check is not considered legal currency, it's not considered cash, unless you live in a place where people sign over checks to each other. Other poskim, he quotes Rav Moshe says that a check is considered legal currency when it's easy to get, when the banks are open. When the banks are closed, it isn't. There's a better approach, though. If I take Rashi's approach, that the reason I have to pay cash is because that is the tenai that people make, I would argue that today when I hire a worker, the condition I make with the worker is I'm going to pay you. I'm probably not in cash, no? If the worker wants cash, they specify, give me cash. In certain lines of...
is for the day laborer.
So for day laborers, okay, so there are certain lines of work where people only want cash, but usually they have to specify we only want cash. If they don't specify, the assumption is I'll pay with check or credit card. I even know, I was once in like a Shom Borough Park, and the guy who's collecting money was walking around with like a little credit card machine. Right? It's an amazing thing. Like today everything is done on plastic. That means that plastic is really the legal form of, that's what people use. So that would be okay according to the Cheshbon of Rashi. According to the Rashba, you could argue it's not going to help because it's still not usable as food right away.
What happens if you're dissatisfied with the quality of the work?
Oh, so that's a big discussion postgame. Let's say I hire a guy to paint my house and the guy does a job. And I asked for blue and he gives me red, and I once actually had this when we took our first apartment. So YU gave us these painters who came in. I don't know how they pulled this off, but they literally painted the fly onto the wall. This takes talent. This mamish takes talent. So do you pay the worker for something like that? They did a lousy job. So they asked this to Rebbe Yashiv. Rebbe Yashiv said that in his opinion, if there's a fight, and you're going to go, let's say, to a Din Torah, but you're not going to Din Torah for the complete amount of money. Meaning, there's a certain amount of money that you say, I'm going to pay, no matter what. Or sometimes I hire a worker, and at the end of the job, the worker says, you know what, it was much harder, I need, and this happens like all the time. No, I once had a din Torah about this, that a guy was a roofer, and he was hired to fix a roof, and at the end of the job, he said it was a much harder thing, and I needed X amount of money, much more than we negotiated for. And the guy says, no, I'm only paying this amount of money. I chose you because you gave a lower estimate than anybody else, right? So that was the din Torah. So Rabbi Yashiv says, you know what? The amount of money that you're definitely going to give, there's Baal Talan on that. The extra money, the money that you're negotiating, that you're fighting, that you are, right? You're not sure on that money, there's no Baal Talan because you're not sure about. Basically, the halacha of Baal Talan can be avoided in a few ways. The poskim say that if I hire a worker, there's Baal Talan. But if I ask you to hire a worker for me, there's no Baal Talan. Agencies. I've been dealing with this now with my parents a little bit. That, you know, you hire home health aides, so you go to an agency. That's like the way it works. So an agency, right? I'm not hiring the worker directly. I'm hiring the agency to hire the worker. So in that case, there would be no Baal Talan. There still is a chiyuv to pay on time, but it's not the Issur D'Oraisa. It's an Issur D'Rabbanan about Tishah, let's say. Right? You should really, the poskim say, when you hire a worker, you should have the money ready at the time that they begin the job in order to make sure you could pay it at the end. Right? So if I hire a babysitter and I should take money out from the bank at the beginning. Yeah. Because let's be honest, you come back from weddings late at night, and it's too late, you're tired, you don't want to go to the bank, can I pay you tomorrow? Yeah. And of course they'll say, yeah, you can pay me tomorrow, but you'll burn in hell. It's fine! It's your choice! Right? Absolutely your choice! Kol hakavod! Right? It's hot down there. Right? That's the basic lesson of Baal Talan. There's much more to say. I might want to give one more shiur on Baal Talan next week. There's a little more to say about it, but I just want to scratch the surface. Yeah, Lev, quickly.
What if you having a big crowd over, let's say on Shabbat or on Yom Tov, and you need somebody to wash your dishes on Shabbat, and you said that you have to pay them on time.
But Shabbos.
But Shabbos.
But so obviously on Shabbos you can't pay. But so the post can say that the moment that it's due is the first moment when you could pay.
So that's
Matzah Shabbos.
But can you leave the money and just have them pick it up?
So the Chaya Adam discusses, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chaya Adam as to whether there's an Isser payment on Shabbos, you just leave the money. The Chaya Adam is actually Machmir on this. The Minhag HaOlam somehow is that people are Mekel, that they just leave money there. The Chaya Adam is Machmir, the Chassam Sofer is a true, where he thinks it's like a very bad idea because like Mekel Chomem Karm Shabbos. There used to be people, Hashkama Minyans were started for people who would work on Shabbos, and what they would do is that they'd go to Daven, and then they'd sit in the store all day, and they wouldn't touch the money. No. The money was just there, and people would come. So the Chassam Sofer says that's like a terrible thing. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Have a good night.